Mary Morgan moved up to 12 Isle of Bryn from the old cottages by the Methodist Chapel, with the first batch of tenants to be allocated the new houses in 1956. With her went her two younger children, Bryn and Irwen. Mary was a very hard-working woman. She had various jobs over the years, including driving a school car, taking local children to school from remote areas not served by the main bus service. She worked in the Wednesday Hotel in Machynlleth for many years, and she also rented a field from Rhywgraithing Quarry next to the tips by the river. Here Mary raised geese and turkeys for sale at Christmas and also kept hens there for eggs to sell around the area. Mary was involved with the Centre for Alternative Technology in Pamperthog, and once she poured a cup of tea for His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh when he visited the centre in the 1970s. Right up until her 80s, Mary would regularly be seen out gathering firewood from the roadsides and supervising egg and newspaper deliveries in the village with the help of Bryn and Irwen. Later, however, as her health failed, Mary went to stay in the nursing home at nearby Bronfelin Hall. Sadly, Mary passed away in the mid-1990s while at Bronfelin Hall, a real character gone from the village, but unforgettable to those who knew her. Bryn Morgan is another child of the village, well known to everyone who has lived in the area for any length of time. Bryn worked for the Forestry Commission for most of his life, retiring from there in the late 1980s. His work there involved repairing and maintaining the many miles of fencing around the Derby Forest. Since his retirement, Bryn has kept himself very busy, although he no longer has the field or the hens, etc. He became more involved in his work with the Corrie's Railway Society. A long-time member, Bryn was always keen to get stuck in with the often hard physical work of rebuilding the line. Now in his 70s and with failing health, Bryn still attends working weekends and does what he can. Irwen too is now suffering ill health and is seldom seen out in the village. And we would like to include a special thank you here to Bryn for all his help and encouragement and making available many scores of photographs for us to choose from. When Ken and Moira Rowlands were informed that they were to be allocated one of the new houses being built on the hillside below Kynwysbach Farm in 1955, it caused much excitement in the family. Nowadays, with such universally high standards of living in all levels of housing, both private and public, it is hard to imagine or remember, if you are old enough, how different these houses were to many of the older cottages at that time. Ken and Moira were moving from a cramped two-up, two-down, cold stone house with outside toilets, outside washing facilities, cold slab floors laid straight on the bare earth, damp patches in the walls, and a very limited electrical supply. They were moving into a brand new spacious house with three bedrooms, a toilet upstairs, a bathroom, with not just cold but even hot water all plumbed in. Downstairs there was not just a living room but also a front parlour too, plus a kitchen with again cold and hot water over the stone sink. There was even a separate room in the house to do the washing, although the water had to be carried from the kitchen to this. In addition, the whole house was bone dry with proper floors and dry cavity walls. Outside were large gardens, plenty of open spaces and even a decent view. Being among the first batch of tenants, they had some limited choice of which house they would prefer to have. Moira had often enjoyed taking her children to pick mushrooms in a particular part of the field the estate was being built in and asked for number 13 because it was on exactly that spot. When she was granted her wish, it was the icing on the cake and they just couldn't wait for the day they were handed the keys to move in from Acker Cottages. Ken and Moira are still there almost 50 years on. For many of those years, Ken worked for the Crossville Bus Company, first as a conductor and later as a bus driver. The work was hectic in those days, with fewer people owning cars. The buses were often packed, with many people having to stand in the aisle and the luggage racks jammed with shopping bags. Even at night, many people used the buses to go to town, and the last bus home was often nearly full, with some people still full of high spirits and some quietly sleeping it off in the corner. Moira worked for many years in the clothing factory in Machynlleth when it was called Cardwell's and later Walters. In between working there, she brought up six children, three of whom, Julia, Jennifer and Alison, later joined her at the sewing factory when they grew up and left school. Julia married the boy at the end of the street, Raymond Gunn. They had two children, Sharon and Patrick, and after travelling around for 14 years in the Royal Air Force, they came back to settle in the village. Ken and Moira are very fortunate to have two other children, Julia and Brian, four grandchildren, Sharon, Patrick, Adrian and Jonathan, and four great-grandchildren, Connor, Curtis, Kieran and Cameron, all living in the village. All except Julia live in Isle of Bryn and see each other most days. Both Ken and Moira retired from work through ill health in the 1980s, but although their health is still deteriorating, they remain in good spirits, partly due to the sustained support and presence of all their family both in the village and away. Moira was born in Upper Corris, one of seven children, and met Kenneth while at a football match in Machynlleth with her brother Rhivon. A few years ago, she wrote a book about her life growing up in the 1930s and 40s, which makes fascinating reading, but which is yet to be published. Moira is a real pillar of the family who could always be relied upon in a crisis. Ken was born in Esgyrgeiliog in Caerbont, and without his extensive memories and knowledge of the village over the last 75 years, this book would not have been started. He is definitely one of what is called locally Plant a Pentre, or Children of the Village, and a character too.